In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and you can see her shrine down there on the aisle, and I'll tell you soon how that miraculous image came into being. Our Lady of Guadalupe is very much given reverence in Mexico, just south of the border, but she is really the patroness of the whole Latin America. Mexico, before our Catholic Church came there in the early 1500s, was a terrible place of idolatry. The native Indians had religious practices which included horrible things and even included human sacrifice. Every major city had a high temple pyramid, on top of which it was erected a pagan altar, like we have heard this week, which the Romans did. Upon this altar, the Indian priests offered human sacrifice to their cruel false gods by cutting out hearts of their victims. Their victims were usually adult men, but often even children. One early Mexican historian estimated that one out of every five children fell victim of this bloodthirsty pagan religion. But in the year 1520, Catholic Spain arrived to Mexico and outlawed this horrible human sacrifice. The temples were stripped from their idols, stones were cleansed from blood, and there were erected Catholic altars there. And upon these new altars, the sacrifice of the Mass was now offered for the propitiation of centuries of horrible crimes. Upon what had been the places of evil pagan sacrifice, now the unbloody, eternal, and true sacrifice of our Lord was offered. It was around this time when one poor native Indian named Juan Diego was baptized. This Juan Diego was a very devoted religious man. He was a lonely, solitary, mystical kind of character who was prone to silence and frequent penance. He walked every Saturday and Sunday many miles to church to attend the Holy Mass, and this usually took about 3.5 hours to get there. He departed very early morning, before the dawn, just to be on time for Mass and his religious instruction classes. And he walked barefoot because only the higher social classes in Mexico wore sandals. And during one of his walks to Mass, the apparition occurred. Juan Diego climbed the hill to see from where he was being called, and when he reached the summit, he saw a lady who was standing there and told him to come closer. Approaching her presence, Juan Diego marveled greatly at her great beauty. Her garments were shining like the sun, and the earth sparkled like the rainbow. She told that she was Our Lady, the Mother of God, and also that she desired a true temple, a Christian church, to be built there. But when Juan Diego went to the bishop to tell about Our Lady's request, no one believed him. The Lady from heaven then ordered him to climb to the top of the hill, where he would find different flowers. Immediately he climbed the hill, and as he reached the summit, he was amazed of so many varieties of beautiful Spanish roses. It was December, and they were blooming long before the time when they are to bud, because being out of season, they would freeze. Immediately, Juan Diego started cutting them for himself. He gathered them all and placed them in his tilma, which is the hanging cloth the Indians wore. And when he appeared again in front of the bishop, Juan Diego knelt before him and again told what he had seen and also the message. He then unfolded his white cloth where he had the flowers. And when the flowers scattered on the floor, all the different varieties of Spanish roses, there suddenly appeared the drawing of the precious image of Our Lady in the manner you see her now in our shrine. When the bishop saw this imprinted image of Our Lady, he and all who were present fell to their knees. She was greatly admired by all of them. When the bishop rose to his feet, he untied from Juan Diego's neck the cloth on which the image appeared. Then he carefully took it to be placed in his chapel. The following day, Bishop told Juan Diego, "Well, show us where the lady from heaven wished her temple be erected." Immediately, he invited all those present to go and follow Juan Diego wherever he should lead them. And so the church dedicated to Our Lady of Guadalupe was built, and the bishop transferred the sacred image to the main church, taking her from his private chapel where it was, so that people would see and admire Our Lady's blessed image. The entire city came to see and admire the devout image and to pray to Our Lady's intercession. After the miracle of Guadalupe, and with the bishop's permission, Juan Diego moved to a room attached to the chapel that housed the sacred image, spending the rest of his life as a hermit. There he cared for the church and the first pilgrims who came to pray to the Mother of our Lord, and propagating the account of the apparitions to his Mexican countrymen. Dear children, for all the peoples in the Americas, this feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe is of immense importance. Ever since the 19th century, Mexico has suffered from many wars and strifes, and also of the persecution of faithful Catholics. In the wake of these and the many military and territorial losses, Our Lady of Guadalupe was called as a symbol of national unity and a great protector and intercessor of all Mexican people. And we can see from this beautiful story how Our Lady really is ready to take under her mantle everyone who cries and asks her intercession for her son Jesus. Remember, children, that true welfare, both personal and society's welfare, demands obedience and trust to God, both of those which Juan Diego certainly had. He was nothing but a humble peasant, but he, like Our Lady herself, was blessed and elevated to receive enormous graces and favors from God. The consecration to Our Lady's service is true redemption from all horrible miseries. Through her intercession, these horrid bloody idolatries and idols which the ancient Mexican did, all those were destroyed, and true religion and the gospel and the preaching of humility and obedience was instituted to Mexico. So remember on this feast day, dear children, that those who are humble and show obedience and humility to the commandments of God, those truly will be blessed in our this life. And most importantly, Our Lady herself will remember you after your death, when she receives you as a true mother and as a queen of heaven into everlasting heavenly paradise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.